Five by five for 10 years. This is Aviator Cast, episode 84.
Calling all aviators, pilots, flight sim enthusiasts, and aviation lovers. You've landed at Aviator Cast. Join us weekly in our efforts to become better masters of the air through interviews, refreshers, lessons, training topics, simulator setup, hangar talk, news, and more. Buckle up and prepare yourself for this week's episode of Aviator Cast. Pre-flight complete, fuel on board, and flight plan filed. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Here's your humble host, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, 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 aviators. You've landed at Aviator Cast. My name is Chris Palmer. Through my time as both an aviator and a business owner, I've learned many things, the least of which is that flying is just dang awesome. Moreover, this is a fantastic community, this aviation community, of which I am grateful to be a part of. So welcome to this, the 84th episode of Aviator Cast. This podcast is brought to you by Angle of Attack, a flight training media production studio. And we're actually going to talk more about that today. So a little bit about Aviator Cast, if you haven't been here before. Here we bring a lot of aviation passion. That is what we're about more than anything. We probably get a little bit too wound up about it. We love airplanes. We talk about airplanes a whole lot. And we also talk about the striving that an aviator has throughout his or her life to become better at their craft and to be safer and just continually learn. We love that aspect of it. So a big part of Aviator Cast as well is we regularly bring on people in the community that are inspiring and they have special stories or maybe even just typical stories, but we like to bring on a variety of people, all the way from student pilots, all the way up to people that have helped in the NASA space programs. So everywhere in between, with airline pilots, some semi-celebrities out there in the aviation community, we talk to a lot of people, and we feel like there's a lot to learn from each and every individual. We all kind of have our corner, our piece, our part in this aviation community, and we like to hear from many of those different people. We also bring insight into the community. So whether you are a new aviator or you are getting back into it or you've been in it all along but you want a source of information, this is a place where we bring that. We're not necessarily a news program, but we do bring up the hot points, the big points. So this is a place where we get into that. Maybe you are an aviator that hasn't been around for a while. You are rusty, as they say. This is where we can help reignite that flame, mainly from that passion that I talked about. That is something that we try to help out with all the time. So maybe you are getting the courage to fly. Maybe you're wondering if this flying thing that you have a passion about is something that you could actually do. Well, we can tell you more about that as well, and we can unravel some of those mysteries here. And I'm also a big believer in flight simulation, so you'll hear a variety of flight simulation topics on Aviator Cast as well, because I believe that not only is it a great place to train real pilots, you know, we have the airline simulators that are used, so the industry obviously believes in it, but home-based simulators are also fantastic, and there is a large flight simulation community that is kind of a gaming community that I would love to see come over and become real pilots. They have the passion for it. I'd love to see that. Sometimes people choose flight simulation because they used to be pilots and they can't financially or medically qualify anymore. And so they choose flight simulation. Anyway, it's a great topic that we try to touch on quite a bit. So that's the gist of it. A lot of other stuff in between, but that's more or less what Aviator Cast is all about. Each and every week, we have a review that comes to us from several sources, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes being the big one. There's another one. I think it's called Outcast or something. I'll have to tell you guys about that one. I'll get more information on it. But another app you can use to get your podcasts. We get a review from one of those podcast softwares, if you will, and we read it on the show. What happens if your review gets read on the show? Well, We will send you an Aviator Cast t-shirt no matter where you are in the world. We will send it to you and you can wear it with pride. They are fantastic t-shirts. I actually didn't wear mine for a while because I just wanted to give them all away, but I finally just kind of took one of my own, okay? It says Fly or Die on it. It has an F4U Corsair, which is a World War II airplane. It's a beautiful t-shirt. I'll send it to you wherever you are in the world for reviewing our show on one of those platforms. So this week, we have a review that comes to us from Tony Aviator. He gives us 5 stars on iTunes, and he says, true pilots are continually learning. And this is what he says. A quick quote to start. You wouldn't want your doctor to stop learning, would you? As pilots, we have the privilege to be part in one of man's greatest accomplishments, leaping from Earth and taking flight. We also have the duty to keep pushing our knowledge. Chris's podcast does just that. Here you get very in-depth interviews from very well-experienced people. You also get the latest and greatest news from topics that range from at-home simulators to FAA regulations. I've been listening to this podcast since summer of 2014. I've had a lot to overcome in the almost 2 years since it has personally kept me inspired working towards my goal of an airline pilot. I'm finishing up my PPL now that without the resources of AviatorCast has provided me, I would have spent a lot more money and taking longer to get where I am. Soon I will be joining a pilot factory school this summer to finish my advanced ratings and start my career path. I've been recommending this podcast to many pilots and inspiring pilots or aspiring pilots and love to see the community grow. Thank you, Chris, for all that you've done and keep doing that for us. Thanks wouldn't be enough for the inspiration this podcast has given me to keep pushing. Tony. Tony, you nailed it. I'm glad that we have helped you in your journey. Sounds like you haven't had the easiest road, and I love that somehow we were able to help you find your way through, because you do get to those points in your training where you get bogged down. You know, you get to one of those learning plateaus where it seems like you'll never learn a technique and you'll never get past it, but really, you'll do great. You'll learn. You'll get through it, and it is possible to become a pilot. So great on you. Sounds like you're going to be taking that next step here this summer, and you'll be off to the races once that happens. So good luck, keep in touch, and send me an email, me@aviatorcast.com, and I will shoot you a free AviatorCast t-shirt. No problemo there, excited to do so. So thanks, Tony, again, really appreciate it. And again, if you want to get a free AviatorCast t-shirt, just review us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, other locations, and I will see it and read it on the show and send you a t-shirt. All right, so on today's episode, which we'll be getting into in a couple seconds here, it's the 10th anniversary of Angle of Attack. Now, Angle of Attack is the company that brings you AviatorCast. Really, Angle of Attack is the company that I founded about 10 years ago. And we do quite a lot outside AviatorCast. AviatorCast is kind of my baby. It's something I do for fun. But Angle of Attack has been through quite a journey. So I like to think of myself as a humble guy. I don't like to talk about business a lot. I don't like to talk about my journey through this aviation company or my aviation career that much, because this show is about you and your experiences and the types of people I can bring on the show that can help you. But in this very, momentous occasion, this post sign in the road, if you will, this mile marker at this decade mark, I thought it would be a good time to step aside a little bit, look back on Angle of Attack, where it came from, why it even started, and some of those thoughts that I think you guys will find interesting. So this is maybe not so much the most inspirational episode, but I think you'll get something fun out of it. So I think you guys will enjoy this episode. 10 years a company, Angle of Attack Productions, after 10 years. Here it goes. March 2006 was the month that I started Angle of Attack. I started it for several reasons, one of which being that I saw that there was great need for this type of thing in the flight simulation community, this type of video production, this type of training. And we'll get to that part of the story, which is only, a third through the entire story of Angle of Attack. But I kind of want to rewind you guys back to the beginning of who I am a little bit and why all this actually ended up happening. And then I'll share a little bit about the company and how things progressed. I don't want to spend too long on this podcast. Again, I really don't like to talk about myself or my quote-unquote accomplishments too much, but the fact that that this business still is here at 10 years and we're doing great work right now, meaningful work, it makes me excited about the future, and it makes me grateful about the lessons that I've learned over the years that have helped me get where I am today. And of course, above and beyond everything else, the wonderful, wonderful people that have helped me get to this stage, that have helped the business get to this stage, I can't thank them enough. And of course, you, the customer out there, I can't thank you enough either for being part of this, for being inspired by what we do, for sharing your insights and your feedback and helping us grow into what we are today. I truly couldn't have done it without wonderful, wonderful people, both on the business side and on the customer side. So with that said, let's rewind back to the beginning. So when I was a kid, I liked video production quite a bit. I used to play with Lincoln Logs, and I'd make model airplanes, and I even was big into Jurassic Park at the time in the 90s, and I made a lot of home videos with all of those toys that I had and just had a good time inventing stories and building shots and all of that sort of stuff. So it was pretty fun to do. My parents were good enough to just let me have the family camera, pretty much take it over and use it, and I did just that. So fast forward a little bit to high school. I actually ended up doing it a little bit in high school as my main vocation. So instead of doing sports or doing student body officer or something like that, I actually did video productions in high school and did quite well at it, so well that I ended up winning some awards from sports teams and things and from some other organizations for the amount of work that I put into the video production stuff at the high school. I just remember being in the editing room at the high school till 10 o'clock at night when all the doors were locked, nobody was there. I don't think even I was supposed to be there, but I'd be back in the editing room in the video productions lab just slaving away, you know, working on football highlight films and things like that. But it was great training at a great age. Now, at this time also, you know, video productions really wasn't actually in my future. It wasn't necessarily what I was passionate about. I was good at it, and I had practice at it, and I kind of knew what I was doing, but my real passion was in aviation. And so while I was winning those awards and doing all that hard work video in the video production lab, I was also already in pilot training. So I had work release my senior year of high school, where half day every day for my last semester, I would go to a human factors course or a ground school course. So I was getting heavily into pilot training at that time and just gobbling it up. I really, really enjoyed learning the aviation stuff, and I knew that I wanted to be a pilot, and that was my eventual plan. So out of high school, done with the video production thing, now I'm moving into pilot training. I went to Utah State University for a year. I got my private pilot there, had a wonderful experience doing the Part 141 program there. I was wholly focused, again, on pilot training. My mind, my heart was in the aviation world, and that's where everything was at. I also did some Part 61 training in Iowa, learning to fly a Bonanza, and learned a whole lot of real-world experience there by flying around the southeastern states. And from the Midwest down to the southeastern states, we did quite a lot of flying at that time. So during that process, the whole process, that's kind of when I went through the bulk of my initial pilot training, and I just loved it. I love aviation. That's why I'm here today. That's why AviatorCast exists. That's why the company inevitably exists. So along that entire span, as a teenager, as a pilot in school, I had a flight simulator. It was a pretty natural thing. There were good flight simulators at the time. I ended up learning about great flight simulators, the ability to have a great desktop flight simulator I learned about in ground school, because I just remember my instructor bringing his little yoke, and he'd hook it up to his laptop, we'd put it on the projector, and when we'd get through some of our flight topics in ground school, we'd be able to have free time. And someone in the classroom would go up there and kind of be Johnny on the spot, the focus, and we would laugh and hoot and holler as they were messing up their flying skills. So that was a good time. But that's when I was introduced to desktop simulators. So that kind of became a regular part of my life. I had a computer in college as well. I had all the flight controls, rudders, all that. And I used it to practice not only real world stuff, but I had some fun dabbling in airliners and fighter jets and stuff like that, you know, because that's where I eventually wanted to go. I wanted to be an airline pilot. So during that entire process, at some point I said, hey, you know, I was good at the video production stuff. I have that kind of in my belt. And I see over here in the flight simulation community that a lot of people actually don't know that much about flying, you know, which is kind of an interesting thing. There are a lot of people flying virtual airplanes, but they don't necessarily know what they're doing. So I saw that I would have the ability with my skills in video and with my limited knowledge in aviation to bring those two worlds together and start a company. So I started Angle of Attack. I just found the name one day. I was searching through, I was searching through a private pilot manual, just trying to find a term that sounded cool, right? Just a cool term that I could name the company that was an aviation name, and Angle of Attack kind of stood out to me. So I chose it. Angle of Attack, that's what it was. And I got started right away. So kind of the MO of Angle of Attack in the very beginning was creating DVD products for popular flight simulator airlines. So the first DVD product we did was for the Level D767. That was produced, released in 2006. And then the PNDG 747 afterwards, both pretty great products, close to the real thing. And I used those to create really in-depth and detailed real-world level training techniques. So I would dissect and reorganize flight manuals, all the information out there, and I would put it in a pretty layman's terms, quick hitting video production format that people really enjoyed, especially those that weren't necessarily getting a type rating or something. You know, they had a certain level of knowledge that they needed to know on how to operate the airplane. And that's what I taught people to do. I taught them about the systems. I taught them about the procedures themselves and how to do a full flight with the airplane. And it's kind of hard to believe, but these desktop simulators really do allow you to realistically, very realistically, emulate and simulate real-world airline operations. At the end of the day, you can do 95% of what airline pilots do in a real jet, and do so to a level of professionalism. And it's not uncommon these days for teenagers to know, to a certain extent, how to fly some of these larger airlines. You know, they are the types that that the Call of Duty isn't enough. They need more. They need more connection. They need more learning. And so they get into an area like flight simulation where they learn a whole lot. So I went through those two products, Level D767, 747. It was a wonderful experience. They were hard products, meaning they were printed on DVDs. I shipped those all over the world, and pretty amazing. I mean, I was amazed at how much of the business was overseas, like in the United Kingdom. And one of my first ever orders, it was one of three of the first orders. It came from Greenland, of all places. I got an order from Greenland as one of my first orders, so I thought that was really cool. It was quite literally a worldwide business out the gate. Lots of people in the simulation community needed this and wanted to learn how to fly these birds. So worked on the 767, 747. I eventually started a blog in 2009, and that went pretty well. You know, just topics I enjoyed talking about. I wrote about B-17s and tips on this and tips on that, and it worked out pretty well, so well that I decided, hey, you know, really at the core of this, yes, people love to fly airlines and flight simulation, and that's cool. You know, that's the dream, right? You want to fly this big-bodied, wide-body airplane, and you want to go somewhere across the globe. So that's the dream. But at the end of the day, a lot of flight simmers actually didn't know the basics of how to fly. They didn't know actually how to land. They didn't know what a traffic pattern was. They didn't know what a flare was. They didn't know how to cross-country flight plan and those sort of things. So I decided to do a product, or rather a free course, not a product, but a free course called Aviator 90. So 90 is the number of days that it takes to get through the course. At least that's kind of how I laid it out. And it's a 45-part video series. So every other day, I would deliver a video in Aviator 90 that would teach a new lesson. And I literally did this in a 90-day period. So it was some of the hardest I've ever worked. I produced 45 videos within that time frame. And it ended up just being a fantastically popular product, free course. It's still available today at aviator90.com. You can sign up for free, and really just useful stuff for those that are looking to get into aviation, wondering a little bit about what it's like to fly an airplane, those that are looking to take it seriously, those that are just looking to know enough about the basics to get into the airline. So it served a lot of purposes, but it gave people a taste for what flight training is really like and some of the knowledge that you just have to know, some of the base knowledge you have to know to fly an airplane. So Aviator 90 went really well. I mean, when that blog started, I think we had something like 100 views a day, something in that range. We shot up to 3,000 views in a day when we started Aviator 90. So it went really, really well. After Aviator 90, we kind of piggybacked off of that and started Aviator Pro. Aviator Pro was taking things more into the instrument type training and multi-engine training, and that went really well. And during this entire time, the company was getting to a point where I could actually be self-employed. And so what ended up happening is, with the success of Aviator 90 and Aviator Pro, I ended up moving to a place which is very near and dear to my heart, and the place where I still am today, a place which is very well known for aviation, and that is Alaska. So I moved myself, the company moved to Alaska, and just really, really enjoyed it immediately. I still enjoy it. It's a fantastic place. And so that is where Angle of Attack still operates from today. Interestingly enough, I'm going to be moving into a new office here in about a month, and the office is going to be on Seaplane Court. That is going to be my address, Seaplane Court. It's right next to the Seaplane base here in town. Just very cool. I'm excited to have that. I kind of want to plaster that address everywhere, and I really don't think I'm going to get a lot of fan mail, so there's no real downside to doing so. But I'm really excited about that, and I was very grateful that the business got to the point where it where I could move somewhere that I loved. And again, that's where we still operate from today. So then the outlook of the business changed a whole lot. So, you know, up until that point, I was more or less a sole operator. I definitely had people help me along the way here and there. I didn't have any full-time or serious employees, but I definitely worked way too hard to get there and made too many personal sacrifices, I guess. And through my learning of how to operate a business better, I learned that you cannot operate it on your own. You've got to eventually delegate. You've got to be more in a management and a leadership position than being in the technical aspects of the business. So things started to change a lot for Angle of Attack. I started to work on the MD-11 training, and I brought on some people to help with that, and that more or less went okay. And then we worked on the 737, which is still a very popular product on the flight simulation side of the business, and that was the first product where I was essentially, from a production level, I was hands-off. I didn't edit any videos. I didn't do any voiceover, at least for a large component of it. And it was pretty big that the company had gotten to that point where we could gather a team together and create such a large product. So again, still a very popular product today. I still get daily inquiries about it, daily orders. So I created that in 2011. And then in 2013, we created the 777 training. So that's the newest, latest, and greatest for a company called Precision Manuals. They make really fantastic airline simulations for the simulators. So that is, and that was truly the one product where I was completely hands-off. I didn't actually get in there and do anything on it. More did creative direction, and of course management and vision leadership sort of stuff. So the company at that time had grown to a point where it was me kind of in a leadership position at the top as the founder, and some great, fantastic people helping out with the content for the production course. And that worked quite well, really well. And so that's kind of where things ended to a certain extent with the flight simulation part of the business. So at that point, we as a management team started to think about where we were at. We looked at everything that was before us, what we had done in the past, opportunities in the future, what we could be working on, and said, you know, we've learned a lot of lessons over the years. Why don't we take that information that we know, that process that we know on how to build products and pretty complex training products for different airplanes and for aviation in general, and why don't we start offering and soliciting those services for professional organizations? So we went through a period where we were working through that thought process. In the meantime, I got married, which is a huge plus. I love my wife to death, and we have fun each and every day of our lives. So in that time frame, I did get married, and we decided to start to move the business over to the professional space where we would work with companies there. In the meantime of doing all that, to keep my passion up for aviation, I started Aviator Cast, and this is the 84th episode. We are just over 2 years old, I believe 2 years and 2 months, something like that. So really enjoying it. I still really enjoy doing Aviator Cast. It's been really great, and I hope to continue to do it quite a bit into the future. And so, yeah, so that's where Aviator Cast started. But then we got some unique opportunities. We actually did find a client to work with, a GA manufacturer here in the U.S., and we've been at work on a pretty major project now for about a year and a half. So we've been really deep into this new, big, cool thing that we're working on, not entirely different from stuff that we've done in the past. Again, you know, we've learned many things from our processes in the past, but it's definitely at a whole new level of quality. It's meant for real pilots. It's meant for a real type rating course. And so we're very excited about the type of work that we've been working on, and the fact that those things that we have done in the past have been useful, and that they are paying off. So we're very excited about that, and also talking to others as well. So that is the short story of the last decade at Angle of Attack. We are excited, very excited about the near future. We have some great opportunities here ahead of us. We are totally of the mindset that aviation training can be better. There is a quote from Wilbur Wright. He said, "It is possible to fly without knowledge, or sorry, it is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill. It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." So I just really love that quote, and I had to repeat it there for you. So we are a big believer that the time is now for some really fantastic aviation training. So we are behind the scenes working on that. We're excited about it. our team, the people we found over the years, they're fantastic. I can't say enough about the team we have now. They are of a professional level that they're just killing it. I'm really happy with where we're at right now. And we have, again, some cool opportunities coming up. So what is next? What is my next move? Well, for the most part, I can't tell you, but here in the next several weeks, I'll actually be going to Sun and Fun in Florida. Sun and Fun is kind of the kickoff of the air show season, of the trade show season, if you will, for 2016, and really for every year. So I'm going to be going down there to Florida. I'll be there the entire week from the 5th through the 10th. I'll be going to different events, talking to people about business, talking to people about AviatorCast, doing interviews there, getting more information on my own flying and things like that. Just a little snippet of what I may be up to in the future. There's the possibility of an angle of attack flight school that may be opening. So I'm learning more about that process and what it takes to be a flight school owner and successful operator. So there's things I need to learn about that and just a lot of other stuff. It's a great place to mingle with all the people in the industry, most of the people in the industry, and find out what's going on, find out what's next, work together, collaborate, get inspired, all those sorts of things. So I'm really excited about Sun and Fun coming up. And then, of course, there is the Oshkosh Air Venture that's coming up this year as well. And in between, I am going to actually try to enjoy some flight training this summer, getting some more ratings out of the way, working on my float rating and some other things, just to keep moving along and keep things exciting. So I'm excited to take a little break and just do some flying and maybe even look into getting an airplane. I'm not entirely sure. I know on some past episodes here, we've talked to people like Don Sebastian about what it's like to purchase an airplane. So that's definitely something I've been thinking about. Lots of exciting things going on. I just thought that at this integral time, again, this marker in the road, that I would share a little bit of thoughts on the past of the business, and I hope I don't have to talk about it again for another 80 episodes or so. But you know, I over the years, I've just been so grateful for the relationships that I've gained. In the very beginning, I remember being so excited about being able to send out DVDs all over the world. You know, I thought that this business thing was exhilarating enough, being able to create a product, sell that product online to a worldwide economy, basically, and be able to ship those things out to people. What I didn't realize and what I was actually very surprised at was that what mattered to me the most was the relationships, was the feedback from people, the stories that I heard that people had, you know, retired airline pilots or student pilots, whoever they were, that's where the real value ended up coming in for me. And at the end of the day, that is really what kept me going during all the hard times in the business, because this was not smooth sailing. I was not always full-time at Angle of Attack. You know, it was something that I was just doing on the side while I was flying. And it was not easy. I went through many difficult times. I remember in the 747 project, for example, just the second product we did back in 2008, I remember that I lost 18 months of work because I had a hard drive failure. So I had done a lot of video editing so far, video capture, all sorts of stuff, and I lost all of that work, and I was just devastated, sick to my stomach. I even shed some tears. And then I picked myself up and I started afresh, looked at it as an opportunity to do the product exactly how I wanted. And then I got right back into it. But man, there were failures and hard lessons all along the way. And the only thing, again, that really pulled me through that were the relationships I've gained, not only with customers, but with professionals in the industry. So again, going back to the beginning of my message here, I'm so grateful for you guys for being here, for being a part of this community. It really is truly what keeps me going. And I know it's cheesy. I get it. But I don't know what else to say other than kind of just tell you the truth of how I feel. I do enjoy flying. I love flying a lot. And flying is important for my soul. If I've gone a while without flying, I start to get pretty down in the dumps. And so AviatorCast helps with that a little bit. But on the business end of things, to keep me inspired, it's really you guys. I mean, at the end of the day, having you guys review this show, yes, it's a token of my appreciation to send you a t-shirt, but it really does a lot for me just getting a review like that to keep this show going. And I know that we're doing great things here at AviatorCast. I know that we, and Angle of Attack in general, but that this is a purposeful show. You know, I've gotten a couple emails in the last few days and actually a phone call. I started a phone call with a guy actually for a job interview, and it ended up being that he was a customer already and really thought a lot about our products and AviatorCast. And it kind of took me by surprise that here I was having a conversation with someone who was a professional who was looking to do work with us, but had also seen some of the work we'd done in the simulation space and things. So I don't know. I don't know how many other ways to say it, but I'm just so grateful for you, the customer. And I encourage you guys that when you see good things out there with businesses, tell them what you think. Tell them that they're doing a good job. Be a positive and a good voice in the aviation community. I think overall the aviation community is actually very positive, and I don't see a lot of backstabbing in the community. I see a lot of great collaboration, and I like that. I like it a lot because that's a great way to be, and if I'm going to spend my career in this industry, then that's kind of how I'd rather be on those terms than in this hotly contested competitive environment. And although it is competitive and aviation is not without its issues, I just find that everyone is really reasonable. So not to draw things out, again, thank you for all you do. We're going to have a couple closing thoughts here with this, a little soundbite here, and then I will close out the show. But I hope you guys enjoyed this little insight into the history of Angle of Attack. And yeah, I am very much looking forward to the future. And keep it up. Talk to you guys in a couple seconds.
Join us next week for another exciting topic or interview with a great guest. Spread the AviatorCast message. Please review AviatorCast on iTunes or submit an audio question for the show at aviatorcast.com. All iTunes reviews and audio questions that are aired on the show will get an official AviatorCast t-shirt. You can write AviatorCast directly on aviatorcast.com, where you can interact with the AviatorCast community, or write AviatorCast at me@aviatorcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. For more information on Angle of Attack simulation training videos for FSX, X-Plane, and more, go to www.flyaoamedia.com. If you are looking for professional aviation training video services and other media, inquire at www.angleofattackpro.com. Now, for the final release clearance, back to Chris Palmer.
All right, so let's keep this really brief. Again, everyone, thank you for 10 wonderful years. Thank you to the employees that have helped us get there, those both in the past and those that are still helping today, especially with this big project we're working on. These guys are awesome. And thank you to the customers. Couldn't do without you guys. Again, if you guys are looking to getting into flying, it is a fantastic thing to do. And if you have any questions, anything that's holding you back, if you're scared to go out to your local airport to talk to someone there, feel free to email me if you have any questions, me@aviatorcast.com, me@aviatorcast.com. I'd love to be able to give you a couple tips on what to do in your particular situation. You know, there's just nothing that can replace how wonderful it is to fly. It's just a great thing. And I think about, you know, what if someday perhaps I become medically unfit to fly for whatever reason? You know, I don't know what it ends up being, but somehow I can't fly anymore. You know what? I may not be rated to fly. I may not be allowed to solo an airplane on my own, but you can bet that I am going to always be flying, whether it's solo with my own medical certificate and my own pilot's license, or if it's with, you know, someone else flying the airplane so I can just look out the window and enjoy the flight. So you guys, there's plenty of opportunity in aviation right now. It is definitely a good time to go for a career here. If you're not looking to get into a career, it's a great place to pursue that thing that you always wanted to do. There are so many people that always wanted to fly. So I just continue to encourage you to continue to work toward this. If this is something you really want, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Again, I'm an open book. I'd love to help you guys out. Me at aviatorcast.com. Keep up the fantastic work. Keep enjoying AviatorCast. I hope to have a great episode for you next. I will touch base with you guys before I go to Sun and Fun. Now, while I'm at Sun and Fun, you guys are going to get a lot of updates. So I'm going to get quite a few interviews there, and things will get a little faster here again with the episodes coming. So if you guys have any suggestions or things you want me to look out for, again, you can email me, you can write us on Twitter or Facebook. We get all of those, and we'll keep an ear to the ground while we're down there seeing all the latest and greatest. All right, guys, keep it up, keep the dream alive, and until next time, throttle on.
Yeah, 5-8 is ready. 5-8 in the short line, turn left heading 235, maintain 2000, runway 25 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 25 right, United 580.